Welcome to the Without Limits podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Anne-Marie.
Welcome back to Without Limits podcast. Mark and I are in the studio today and so excited to share a topic with you today.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Excellent. This one is called Expectations and Outcomes. And it actually evolved from a conversation Mark and I had with an experience that I have been personally struggling with. And I thought, wow, our listeners will love this.
It is a challenging area.
Definitely.
And I think part of the reason we have a great balance in our relationship is because we are strong on these two sides and we can bring them together oftentimes.
Correct. So,
and,
yes.
And you were sharing an example that, and it can be an area of frustration that we have because we can get stuck in outcomes.
Right. So this was affecting my ability to live without limits and to live with abundance, because I think at the root, we really want to have some kind of approval in our world or to be liked by people. And I think that's been my challenge.
We want to be liked.
Right, exactly. So I'll tell you my example, Mark. So bringing forward, for example, an idea at work or a change initiative or something that you see is going to really benefit a lot of people, and you bring it forward, and then all of a sudden, it's either resisted or shot down, and all the wind in your sails just goes crashing down. And the outcome of that conversation just leaves you deflated.
This can be an area that we all struggle with because we all work. So that job, our job requires us to have interactions with other people. And that means on various levels, like there's management, you may run your own business, something like that.
Right. I was just going to say, even for entrepreneurs, you could be offering a coaching opportunity and you see how much benefit it's going to be to the person, or you're selling a product to someone and you present and you think, oh my God, they're going to love it. And all of a sudden,
you're deflated. Because we can't control the outcomes, Anne-Marie.
Right.
The only part of the equation that we can control is the presentation.
Correct.
You ever heard the term, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink?
Yep.
You can bait a hook, but you can't make a fish bite mm-hmm. it, right? So this is an area where it's highly emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. As emotional beings, we're very emotionally charged with the outcome or how something is received.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the idea that you brought. It's really a presentation. You're right. I hadn't thought of that before. We are presenting an idea. We're presenting a product. We're presenting a service. And then that presentation is rejected. And then that can feel really awful. That outcome was not what we expected. And we put so much, expectation into how the person is going to respond. And then we end up emotionally a basket case. I mean, me.
And often there's the component of trying to change somebody else's idea. So now you can move into a more difficult area where you're putting forward an idea in a situation. It could be an organization that's really not that keen on change or anything. And you've done your homework and you've really brought forward a presentation or an idea that you know will benefit everybody, right?
Yeah.
And you share it, and then boom, you're deflated because mm-hmm. it isn't received.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard thing for individuals to accept that the presentation is the part that you can control. And
right.
if you're fixed on the presentation side of it, then you won't be blown out by the outcomes.
That's a really good point. So I'm just reflecting back. So in the presentation part, you could have your information, you could be have your data, you could have all your slides, you could have all the, people said, this is going to be a great idea. You could have a committee that came with it. And then you've presented that, and to you, it's the most logical thing. And then
you're deflated.
Right.
It's kicked back and you're deflated.
Yeah.
And what's often overlooked is usually the ones that hurt the most are in an organization or a situation where you've had successes.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought forward an idea and everyone applauds. You bring forward another idea and everyone applauds again. And now you bring forward an idea that you even think is better than anything that you've brought forward to this point, and it's shot down.
That's a good point. It could also be new leadership came in, or there's a new direction, or in your company, the tides have shifted in the world, and it's not maybe perceived as a benefit.
And you're tied to outcomes.
Yeah.
So you had a positive outcome. Let's say that, you know, the company or whatever the situation is, they implemented it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, now a new management or a new thinking comes in, and what used to be, which was your idea, it's kind of like your baby, now all of a sudden you watch it dismantled. So we have this feeling that just because you brought something forward and you presented it and it's received and it becomes the new norm, let's say, the new outcome, that doesn't mean it's going to be permanent.
Right. It's like it's attached to our identity.
That's what it is.
Right. So now we've attached this mm-hmm. passion, and mm-hmm. it's often good passion, to our identity, and we take it personal. So what do we do about that? How do we uncouple or disconnect that presentation and that brilliant idea from the outcome when that part is outside of our control?
Well, back to my horse, leading a horse to water. I mean, the farmer can get the trough, he can pour the water in. And he can go get the horse and he can bring the horse over, mm-hmm. but he can't make it drink. So the farmer has to accept the processes of their limitations. What part of this do you control? And only be emotionally invested in the parts that you can control. This carries on into, it carries on into every single area of your life. Relationships are another place where this falls down. You know, you have a couple or two people together or whatever, it could be between two friends, and you can control the presentation and in that interaction. But the second you move to trying to change a person or change an opinion or to bring forward into it with an expectation of an outcome, you're really setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah. Some of the symptoms that I notice when that happens to someone is they get discouraged. They lose their energy. They become withdrawn. They actually are offended by the other person and then start to retaliate or try to get allies for their point to go against the other person. And we really go very small.
We do.
After that, right?
We call it the D's, right? You're depressed, you're deflated, you're disappointed, right?
Right.
So you feel
discouraged.
Disrespected.
Correct.
So, you know, we've talked about the deadly C's on other podcasts. This is the deadly D's of this one.
That's a good one.
And the disappointment always lies in your emotional connection to the outcomes. It doesn't mean you don't hope for a great outcome. It doesn't mean that you're not 100% enthused. But you have to know that once you've shared your idea, once you've brought it forward to a group or to a couple or to whatever, you have to realize that at that moment, I have to let it go and it has to become itself. It has to do what it's going to do on its own.
Right. And sometimes it's timing, right? A salesperson could bring forward something and it just wasn't the right time for that person or that couple or family or in the workplace. You're just so brilliant out there that you've really come early. And then in a year, that idea is going to be the new sliced bread, you know?
And a good indication that you were connected to the outcomes is oftentimes you can present an idea and initially it's not accepted. And then over time, it starts to slowly be absorbed and brought into the thinking of the organization. And now it's brought forward, let's say by your manager or somebody like that. And it may even come as their idea.
Yes.
And you know it was your idea.
Yes, that's happened to me, Mark.
But the honesty, if you're honest to yourself,
yeah.
then you should say to yourself, hey, you know what? I love the idea and the idea is going to help other people. Mm-hmm. So I really don't care where the credit comes from or who gets the credit because I believed in that idea in the first place.
I wonder part of it is ego.
All of it's ego.
Right, is showing up and ego. Letting it go. So it as is. We're wrapping it up, is. Mark, do you have a couple of tips for how to step out of that emotional part of the outcome? We've done an amazing presentation. We brought forward our ideas. We've got our data. We've got everything done. And then the outcome is not what we expected. And we tied so much to it because we were so hopeful in our, you know, naive passion. And then all this emotion shows up.
I say pack your passion to the presentation. And so you're holding on tightly with one hand. You can pack your passion to that presentation. But the other hand, as far as the outcomes, you have to leave it open. You can't clutch it. You can't grab it. You can't have expectations of it. I learned this years and years ago, and it's in the idea of prejudging or, you know, presuming. Those are all things that you do ahead of time. And you can't control how people will respond to any idea you share.
Right.
Our role is to share.
Right.
To try to help, exactly. To move forward and help people live a life without limits.
Exactly. So hopefully today you found this helpful, something certainly to reflect on or even journal. When have you in the past done a presentation or brought something forward and really the outcome of it really set you back? And it can set people off for a couple of years. I know people that have brought big ideas forward and were rejected, actually either left the organization, left the company, left their business because the devastation of the outcome was so high. So we're really hoping this was helpful today, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day and living without limits, living with abundance.
Thank you very much.
The Without Limits Podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Your hosts have been Mark and Anne-Marie.